Hey, Trim Healthy Mamas, producer Tim here, and all of us at the Potty Barn want to wish you and your family a very Merry Christmas. And since everybody is taking the week off except me, I thought it might be fun to go back and listen to the very first episode. So without further ado,
this is The Potty with Serene
and Pearl.
Get it right, P-O-D-D-Y. Hey, this is Serene. I'm sitting here with my sister Pearl. You're about to listen to our first podcast, which we didn't know what was going to be about.
Yeah. So what you are about to listen to is us figuring out what our first podcast was going to be about.
We got some guys from our office to just sit and kind of like brainstorm with us and just try and, you know, knock it into our heads what we're meant to be doing here.
An engineer man had already pressed record button.
So we just decided at the end of it, hey, let that be our first podcast, trying to like work it all out and find out what this podcast should not be.
Yeah, but actually there's some good stuff in here. We want you to listen to that stuff.
There's some secret
sauce. There's secret sauce for some real success with Trim Healthy Mama. And so when I heard this back, I'm like, let that be the podcast.
It was some of the thoughts that we didn't dare put in the book, Pearl.
Yeah, so here you go. Take a listen.
I didn't even understand why a podcast will help anybody. Just Pearl
who,
and I.
First of all, who is listening to this podcast? Like people who follow Trim Healthy Mama or people who don't, or it's in the list of podcasts, a million podcasts?
One of the things we hear continually is that people want a deeper dive into the world of THM.
Do they really want a deeper dive? Because once they dive into Pearl and I, they might just want to jump back out.
Yeah, they might want to jump back out of the pool. So this is to our Trim Healthy Mama people. This is not to like someone who really hasn't heard of Trim Healthy Mama really then.
Yeah, this is specifically for the mamas.
Oh, well, that's easier.
New mamas, old mamas, all the mamas.
Yeah, I'd say it's for people who
let you in here, Denny?
Yeah. Yeah, it's for people who have been walking down the journey of their life and of, you know, they've read the book, they've made the recipes, they've seen massive results in their life. And I think they're getting into a new season of lifestyle rather than early rush of learning and the baby steps. They're now crawling, and they want more. They want to go more and know what makes you tick more. Where do you get your knowledge from?
The thoughts that we didn't write in the book that we did not
we should
write
call
in the
it
book?
All the stuff we didn't write in the book.
No, and I wanted to write them in too.
That's
I wanted
great, actually.
No, really. We could call it that?
Yeah. The
thoughts that didn't make the book.
Yeah, and here's...
They were the best thoughts, by the way.
Yeah, and here's a couple politically incorrect ones to go with it.
Because they weren't politically correct.
Maybe there's some bots that shouldn't have made the book.
That's true. No, as we go on, we need to be honest.
Yeah.
Okay, but this is what I don't want the podcast to be. Oh, man, there's a million podcasts, okay?
And you know what? Why don't we call the podcast What This Should Not Be? That doesn't make sense.
What This Should Not... You know, what shouldn't it be, though? I'm telling you. You go on these podcasts, they weigh you down with more stuff to do. Like 5 points to take home today, but you've already got 15 points you're trying to do from another podcast or another book. Mm-hmm. And in the end, you get pointed down. I feel like I want to unload our mamas from the stress. I don't want to load it on. Yes, everyone wants a secret sauce of how to get trim and healthy, but it's not more points and points and points.
Yeah, and it's the whole mantra. It's the whole food freedom, and let's take it further. Let's take it podcast freedom. I know of so many people that are trying to tell me about what they're learning from podcasts, and I almost want to tell them to stop telling me because it's just more stuff for me to do. Like, like you're talking about, I just want people to be more free, more not have so many things to tick off their box.
Yeah. So one of the things we would say on our first podcast is, okay, let's undo some things maybe. Maybe undoing gets them to the goals. Like case in point, right, Serene? I know that you're not on Facebook a lot, but I've been going
not
on there.
And
a lot.
Okay.
You're not on Facebook. Going on there, so many mamas are saying, well, I was off plan and now I'm going to get back on plan. Like, and then, okay, I was off plan for 2 days, but to me, I'm just like, hey, mama, you're on plan whether you cheated or not. Like, to me, Trim Healthy Mama, it's just a lifestyle. It keeps going on and on. Like, okay, Danny, you're a drummer. You'll always be a drummer, right? Whether you played last weekend or whether you practiced yesterday, are you a drummer?
Oh, I live and breathe as I live and breathe.
Because it's who he is, right? So it's not like, oh, I didn't tick my drumming box today.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm not a drummer.
Yeah.
So to me, I'm like, I just want to say to our mamas, undo something. I don't want to just give them 5 more points to be a trim, healthy mama today. I just want to say you are a trim, healthy mama.
No, that's
don't
good, yeah.
Stop that shame when you go off plan. Yeah. You're still a drummer, Danny. Yeah. You're still a trim, healthy mama, because that's the way I look
it's
at it myself.
It's to own who they are and not – so it's not like works, right? It's just who they are. It's just to relax into who they are. Relax into the knowledge that they've found. Relax into the freedom, the food freedom. Relax into it. It's not like – ooh, I have to do all the many steps or I'm not a trim, healthy mama. Yeah, I see that.
Well, I'll tell you this from a male perspective. And you know what, ladies, maybe this way even more. You know, I don't want another thing to keep up with. I don't want another username and password. I don't want your fun card for your grocery store, even if I save money. I'll pay more money to have less junk to keep up with. And yeah, I'd say if this cannot be that, but more like with each listen, they're more free.
That's the title. Let
they're
this
more
not be
encouraged.
That.
They're
let
more
this not
empowered.
Be that. That's my favorite line. Can I have it as a quote on the wall here in the office? Let this not be that.
What about considering this podcast series like an audio buffet? And sometimes you're just wanting a snack. Other times. Sometimes you might want a healthy snack.
Sometimes you want a
naughty snack. Sometimes you want to gorge yourself. What if this podcast
the purist
is just that?
Here is not quite understanding everything that you're saying.
Can you put that in mama talk? It's in boy talk. It's in snack.
I got nothing.
I want purist mama talk too.
Nothing.
When you said I just want to have a naughty snack.
Okay, I know what you're
beyond.
Saying. Meaning it's not always going to be a 10 list to do. This podcast could take different shapes.
It should take.
Yeah,
shape.
Gotcha.
I can hear it from you, Pearl. I can understand. Yeah, exactly.
See, I had to put it into woman talk.
Can you say yes or no? Was that what you were trying to say?
Different shape, John.
It wasn't what he was trying to say.
I am uterus challenged. I am sorry.
He doesn't have one.
Okay, well, I liked what you had to say, Pearl, just then. Anyway.
Now, all I'm saying is... Yeah. Okay. 10 points to do. 10 points. Drink your water. Blah, blah, blah. I don't want this to be that. Exactly, Danny. Let's not this be that. And yet let's give people, Sreem, what you said, more freedom each time. But with more freedom, I think come more results.
I agree. Look, it's like with exercise. You know, the studies are coming out now. 10 minutes is enough. The more you do on exercise, the more you do in one sitting, the more stress you put on your body in one sitting, you're turning on your cortisol, your stress hormone. It's actually making you fatter. It's actually making you less fit because you're actually aging in the
process.
Unless
it's done with fun. Unless it's done with happiness.
Or if you're going out for a walk in the woods because that's your joy, yes. But I'm talking about the people that are like, right. And it's like driving to the YMCA and it's traffic. It's beep, beep, get out of my road. I want to be the first to get on that treadmill. I know there's going to be so many people there and I have to wait in line. And then they get on there.
Your voice is stressing me out.
I'm stressing myself out. Oh, let's take my breath. But, you know, this is the deal. People have this thing where they have to tick the box. And I, for years, had to tick the box with exercise. That was my deal. I had to tick the box. If I didn't do it, I was in a bad mood. Sometimes I felt like I had to wake up early on Thanksgiving or Christmas to do it.
Hey, you're listening to The Party with Sreem and Pearl. And I'm Pearl. And who are you?
Sreem. This is The Party with Sreem
and Pearl.
Get it right. It's P-O-D-D-Y.
Trim Healthy Mama has gotten, you know, way larger than we ever thought. I mean, I feel like, and there's been a lot of pressure for us to put it in a box, to say, to condense it into snap bites or to make it the plan, you know, with numbers and, you know, just something that will fit on a Pinterest page, you know. But I think that we should push against that pressure and keep the freedom. Mm. I don't care if it takes, I mean, yes, I care, but I'd rather someone take a month to fully understand this for themselves and that freedom that comes with it than to be, okay, 5 grams of fat for my email. Oop, I went over, I got 6 grams. Oh no. Yeah, it's just, it's taking what I feel like what God gave us, because we struggled so long with those fears about food, so long with taking this out of our diet because it was bad, or not doing that. And then God showed us this peace, right?
Yeah.
Wrote it in that crazy long book.
Yeah.
And it was freedom. It was hard to understand, but at least it was freedom. Yeah. And now we've gotten big. There's more pressure to put it in bite-sized amounts. But I feel like it's not worth it. Even if we don't go so huge, you know, to take over the world, I want to keep that freedom.
I know. It's just people are just, especially at the new year, you know, it's new year now. And I just feel like so many people are just trying to check the list, trying to put more things on. I really feel it. I'm with you, Pearl. I think Trim Healthy Mama should be something that you are, not necessarily what you have to work through. I feel like the less cortisol will make them lose weight easier. I do. And it's just, I feel like they stress less about whether it's like in all the categories.
Or whether it was perfect today.
Yes, I believe they should try, you know, to put the knowledge into action. But the stress over it is going to
I tell you what, some life hack tips are really handy for me. And what I mean by that is I don't have to go to a destination place to reach my goal, for example. I can do it in my kitchen. And one example, there was a time in my life where I wanted to have a big buff man chest.
Okay, I'm looking at you right now.
Yeah.
That would be interesting.
As you can noticeably see the end results of that time in my life. But I had a coach come up to me and say...
Oh, I thought you hired the coach. That was going to crack me up.
No.
Like Danny hiring the coach.
No, I'm glad that's not stained on my resume as well. But a guy came up and said, just do one push-up before you wash your hands after work. Just do a push-up, one push-up.
Yeah.
And that was super helpful for me in particular, because with my ADD brain the way it is, I'm just not going to make it to a gym. I'm not going to pick the right supplements and do all the right stuff. I need to know that,
one push-up is still good.
And that's enough.
Did you get a big buff man chest for a little bit?
Well, no, but I did accomplish. What I did learn was that my particular body type, which for those not seeing, is a smaller frame.
Danny, you're a big man. You've got the big personality.
What I realized is that my personality is much larger than my man chest. And that I'm just not built for such goals.
Oh, but Danny, that's such a good point. Oh, my goodness, Serene. Danny, I'm glad they let you out of the cubicle today. Who let him out, John?
Yeah, you let him out. This is John's idea.
If we do this podcast, can we have Danny come along with us?
Danny needs to be here. Because think about that.
I'm the sales manager you love to hate.
So many women are trying to...
With a marginal chest.
Do this, Serene. They're trying to lose weight or exercise their body into another body type.
Oh, they are. It's self-hatred, and I've had it.
I've had it. Oh, hey. I've noticed it lately.
Because I'm tall and lanky, and I didn't want to be tall and lanky. I wanted to be short, fun-side, and nice and curvy, but that's not who I am. And look, it's like you can unlove yourself and tick the box all day long until you try and make yourself into something.
Because it's like, oh, my thighs. I hear so many women. I've even been here. I'm pretty slim and stuff, but I've got me some thighs. That's what God gave to me. But I'm like, oh, my thighs aren't like Serene's. Hers are long and lean. And look at this. Look at this little bit of cellulite. And lately I've just been realizing, oh, isn't this great? Wow, God bless me. Okay, I'm just going to honor this body. I'm going to do my best for it. I'm going to make wise decisions. But look at those thighs. Aren't they great? Slapping a little bit. We've got to have some self-love.
Yeah,
we hate ourselves, especially as women.
And you know what? Men do it too, but not consciously.
Yeah.
And but absolutely, you know, no man wants his gut, and yet he'll joke about it. But really secretly... Man, I want my little baby gut to go away, you know, but am
I going
to take...
You ain't got no baby gut, Danny.
Well, not today, but yesterday I did. Yeah, and that's what I mean by my frame.
No, you ate a burger and it looked like
that was just a little bit of some air in there.
No, what it was dairy.
Okay.
Actually, and I'd love to get some insights from you guys on my
dairy issue.
But
before we go to the dairy, I love what we're touching on. But I just really love about talking about just appreciating what God has given us and honoring the fact that, hey, we don't have the right to say it ain't good because we didn't make it, right? You know, we were given this body. It was a gift. And it's like I was talking to my children about it. One of my little children the other day said, I feel dumb because I'm not good at math, blah, blah, blah. I said, you are so smart.
Who was that?
It was Cedar. You know, And I'm like, you are so smart. You are so amazing in so many areas. You know, don't tell me that you're dumb. You have no right to say that. God made you, made your brain amazing. But the point is that I said to him, it's like me giving you a Christmas present and really, you know, putting a lot of thought into it because I wanted you to enjoy it. And one of your friends says to you, you know, oh, that's not, or maybe your friend says, oh, you know, I really like what you have here. And you say, oh no, I think that my parents paid 25 cents for it. They got it from Goodwill, actually at the back of Goodwill in the dumpster, and it's really just junky. Imagine how I would feel. Mm-hmm. I'd feel like he had no appreciation for what I gave him, and I really cared about it, and it was from a really great place. And he's like downing it. Well, that's what God must feel when we're saying, I hate my big thighs, or I hate, you know, the fact that I have thin hair and not thick, luscious hair, or I hate the fact that I've got a small chest, not a big barrel chest. I'm not talking woman here. I'm talking to Danny.
If we were talking about woman, a lot of us say that too.
Okay, but the fact is,
have goals. Come on.
We don't have, you know, we don't have the right to say that it was some piece of poop at the back of Goodwill.
No, we don't.
We have no right.
We have no right to say that about our bodies.
Because it was a beautiful creation from a creator that cared.
Hey, you're listening to The Potty with Serene and Pearl, and I'm Pearl, and who are you?
Serene. This is The Potty with Serene
and Pearl.
Get it right. It's P-O-D-D-Y.
So it sounds like to me, this podcast, while the book is certainly about a plan, sounds to me like maybe this podcast should be about focusing, not focusing less on the plan, but the plan was created out of a spirit of freedom.
Yes, it was.
And maybe this podcast reinforces that freedom.
Yeah.
And less about the checkboxy aspects of what a plan was.
Yeah, it's so true. I still want to encourage mamas, yes, eat your S meals, yes, your E meals, because, I mean, that's just science. That's,
but while they're deep in the discipline of doing that.
Right.
Never forgetting losing focus of the freedom that, like you say, 6 grams versus 5 grams, don't get bogged down in that.
Yeah.
Don't get bogged down. It's exactly. It's not about the grams. It's about...
The fact that you're going to go and have a nice date cheat meal with your husband and you're not going to go feel condemnation. It's not about that. Yeah. It's food freedom saying, okay, you can go off one day, but you're going to get right back on. You're not going to feel so much shame that you're not going to get back on.
Shame is the killer.
And not just food freedom, but the freedom in general, just freedom of this lifestyle.
Yeah.
And it would also, you know, be about Danny's chest.
Yeah, well.
Clearly.
We might put Danny back in the cubicle.
Topic.
But no, it's so true what you're saying. Like, there is so much deception for us women out there. And I think, obviously, this podcast will be mostly to women. I think it will, right? I mean, if it's our Trim Healthy Mamas.
You know, I think it can be really...
So we can talk about periods and stuff.
Oh, I hope so.
Uterus and fallopian tubes have got to be in there because otherwise I'm going
listen, just
home.
Look. If you look on Pinterest, you look at any clickbait on the internet, it's like 5 ways to get flat abs.
I'm done with all that.
Okay, some of us are never going to get flat abs. It's a total... fallacy. I don't even think it exists after you've had babies.
Oh my gosh.
Sometimes I've seen 6-year-olds who don't have the pre-diabetic like rolls that you see these days.
Yeah,
right?
I've
seen normal six-year-olds, you know, at the beach in Florida that don't have flat abs. That's just got how God created them.
Yeah, little pot belly babies.
And obviously we're not going to have we're warring against insulin bellies and things because that is toxic to our bodies. We're warring against blood sugar that's pulling down our health. That makes us less the mothers we can be, makes us less the wives we can be because we feel junky. Mm-hmm. But when your natural shape has a nice little curved stomach, why are we just warring against it and hating ourselves?
Well, that's the freedom, Pearl. That is the freedom. We're going to have freedom against the disease type of sickness, right? Freedom against the insulin. But freedom against this perfectionist spirit.
There you go. Hey, what is that the name for the – what? Does that work for a title? No. Freedom against perfectionist spirit.
But we have an overall theme. It's freedom.
FFPS.
Can we have a
freedom.
Team?
Guess what?
Let's have a team cheer.
There's another diet that took our food freedoms.
Team cheer.
Mantra.
On three.
It's you.
Freedom. 1, 2, 3.
Freedom.
Hey, we need to do it like a Braveheart thing. All right. The rebel yell. Freedom!
But we need a name, though. We still need a name. I don't want to call it just freedom.
It's the potty. Don't you know that?
Honestly,
the freedom potty.
I think
the freedom potty. P-O-D-D-Y.
People will think we're saying potty. P-O-T-T-Y.
I don't mind them think we're saying party.
Yeah, but it's so accent. Like Americans say party.
Do you?
Yeah. Potty.
Do you know?
P-O-D-D-Y. I want to call it the potty.
Can I say a funny story to the? Do you mind? You don't have to go to work right back yet to your cubicle, right? I want to say a funny story.
Yeah, no, I'm good. In fact, I'm being paid to be here. So.
Okay, well, let me tell you this funny story. When we first came to America, right? Yeah. Our father went to Walmart and he's like, can you tell me where the party things are? Right? Because we were putting on, I think it was your 21st, wasn't it, Pearl, or something? We were putting on a party and they send him back to the restrooms. And he's like, why am I here? And he went back and asked somebody else, can you tell me where the party stuff is?
Yeah, it's just like he spoke it sort of fast. Like, can you tell me where the party stuff is?
And they kept sending him to the
bathroom. We don't use the word party in Australia. That's an unheard of word.
Yeah, right. We don't use party. They thought he was asking, yes. Can you tell me where the party
stuff is? So when we're saying party, we shorten everything because we're from Australia.
Down under, Danny, you short it.
So it's like have a happy Chrissy, a happy Newy, you know.
Have you had your brekkie yet?
It's all short.
Have a good arvo or for
like
afternoon.
Pearl and I were like, well, that's Aussie for awesome. Like, that's just totally.
Well, whether it's called this or not, I think every episode ought to be a freedom party.
Should be a freedom party.
Yeah, but potty is awesome. I mean, P-O-D-D-Y, it sets us apart from all the podcasts too, because podcast to me already sounds boring, like I'm going to fall asleep.
A podcast.
You could call it the freedom potty and just let it fall where it may.
Potty almost sounds like freedom.
It does.
Freedom.
And I have to go to the potty right now. I'm bound until I go, guys.
That's a wrap.
I'm bound.
So there you go. You listen to that whole brainstorming session and that's it. It's a potty. It is freedom from now.
Say it right, okay? Just like you have to say dunk, not dunk. Potty.
It's the potty. P-O-D-D-Y forever. Evermore. It shall be the potty. Tune in because we're going to discuss stuff here.
Yeah, stuff, but it's always going to have the vibe of freedom.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.